We are breaking down the AL West. Right now, we are zeroing in on the Texas Rangers with our very own Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio. Join us online right now at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Andy, tell all the listeners where they can follow you as well.
At Andy YSR.
Of course, the Texas Rangers, let me reslate here, last year 91-72. What do you think about as far as the leadership and what's going on there in terms of with their general manager, John Daniels, and the job that he's doing?
I think he's doing the best he can. It was kind of a questionable move when he went out and got Prince Fielder. I think that I get what he's doing. It made that lineup one of the most formidable lineups in baseball. But it was also kind of disturbing to me in the way that he was willing to go spend that money for Prince Fielder, yet when the Rangers were right there, right on the helm to win a World Series, he did not do what it took to sign a Cliff Lee, and then he let C.J. Wilson walk, and then he let Josh Hamilton walk. Now, you can make the case that, you know, Josh Hamilton, obviously a bit overpaid, but C.J. Wilson and Cliff Lee, two pitchers that obviously made a huge difference in their title runs. They haven't been as far without them. Mm-hmm. You know, they let them go. They wouldn't give them that little extra dollar that they wanted. And I think that hurts. Now it seems like they got a little more gun-shy after that, and they were willing to do that for Yu Darvish, willing to do that for Prince Fielder, willing to do that for Elvis Andrus. Don't know if those guys had the same importance that a Cliff Lee would have had.
Okay, Andy, let's continue to move around the AL West. Right now, let's focus our attention on the Oakland Athletics. And with back-to-back AL West titles under their belt, the A's are not going to take anybody by surprise in 2014.
They aren't going to take anyone by surprise, but they also don't do a lot to better themselves. Now, they did lose Grant Balfour, but they replaced him with Jim Johnson, so it's kind of a fair trade-off at the closer position. Went and got Scott Kazmir. Good little deal, adds depth to the pitching staff, and already a very young pitching staff, so you need to add someone like Kazmir that can eat those innings and can pitch in the number three or four slot. As for the team overall, they often depend on guys to have incredible years. Last year, Josh Donaldson did. Before that, Josh Reddick. So they got a lot out of these guys where they probably didn't expect them to put up that 30 home run, 90 RBI production. And when they don't spend money to make significant improvements, you continue to have to keep hoping for lightning in a bottle. So Oakland, while I think they're still the favorite in the AL West, especially with all the injuries to the Rangers, it's always going to be an uphill battle for them. Maybe not to get into the postseason, but how do you assemble a group of guys that make, you know, $30, $40, $50 million as your overall payroll and expect them to compete versus teams that are paying out $180 million? There's a reason there's proven veterans in this league to get 7-year deals, and A's aren't willing to make that one move to send them over the top. I think that hurts them in the playoffs, but I still can see them trying to win this division this
year. And I have to wonder too, Andy, I mean, why have they lacked having a superstar type of talent? Some of those big names.
A lot of it's the budget. They have been unable to get a new stadium. There's been a lot of talks about them trying to get out of Oakland, trying to get that brand new stadium, get the fans back. And, you know, they're always competing versus the Giants in that Bay Area. And the Giants have been a more attractive team for many years. And it's just kind of a difficult situation in Oakland. I don't think that improves until they're able to move, you know, hopefully for their sake, whether it's in California or whether they go completely off the grid, they'll be able to find a nice home one day where they can actually put some more money into that team.
Okay, I have got a lot of curiosity as we're moving around the AL West. Talk to me about the Los Angeles Angels, because last year was certainly disappointing, and they do have, this is a roster that is comprised of some big time sexy names.
The Angels have one of the best looking lineups in baseball. And
amen, yeah.
it's hard to see them not competing. You know, we last year looked at them as a team that came off 92 wins in 2012, just missed out of the playoffs, and then came back and just kind of tanked last year. You know, Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, guys that normally very dependable, didn't put up the numbers that they're accustomed to. And you have to think, you have Mike Trout in that lineup with those two. Mike Trout could score 130 runs in that lineup, and that's not even an exaggeration. Not to mention the stolen bases he provides. Pujols with that protection with Josh Hamilton, Raul Ibanez. I mean, the depth in that lineup is unmatched anywhere in the AL West. You know, you could say the Rangers and Angels probably go back and forth, but I'd say on paper, there's not a better looking lineup than the Angels, and they just got to get their health together. The pitching is thin. They're top heavy. Jared Weaver, C.J. Wilson. If they can get two very strong years out of them. That gives them the option to go and make a trade to maybe get a number three midseason if they're hanging around. And at that point, that gives them a legitimate shot to compete for the division. But I still see their pitching being very thin. That's going to be hard for them to win a playoff series with the current rotation they're running out.
You know, Andy, I'm so glad you bring up the young superstar in Mike Trout. I mean, what a fantastic situation for him to be playing with such veteran players.
Yes, Raul is a great veteran, you know, a guy that hit 29 home runs last year and really came out of nowhere to do it. He looked like an aging guy that was finding his way in and out of the bench. But now he can go and be a DH for the Angels. I'd assume he can get anywhere from maybe 500 to 600 at-bats this year, playing, you know, quite a few games. So that depth he adds, the leadership he adds, and, you know, a guy that's come up with a lot of big hits with the Yankees. He was kind of a superstar that one year where they were pinch hitting him for A-Rod, and he had the heroic home runs. A guy that's been there, he's been on some good Phillies teams, and then I think he's a great addition to the team. I think he can help mentor someone like a Mike Trout. And then if Pujols or Hamilton do go down, it at least gives you another power option to bat four or five, also replacing the loss of Trumbo, who got traded to the Diamondbacks.
You know, I'm curious, too, in terms of, you know, having such a star-studded cast with Pujols and Hamilton and now having Raul on board, how much that's going to help in terms of within the clubhouse, with the chemistry, so these guys can really come together and to be able to take it to the next level.
They're going to need that type of chemistry to get over that hump because last year, I don't know what happened. You know, I had Mike Socha's name on the hot seat. That's something you probably would have never thought you would have ever seen over an Angel and just a hero for them for always done winning the World Series and whatnot. So they got to get back to where they belong. And a lot of it just starts with the pitching. Even if the chemistry is an A-plus over there, if they're not able to build some depth in that pitching staff, it's going to be challenging for them. You know, it's hard to imagine a rotation with C.J. Wilson and Jared Weaver at the top not being good, but when you have a bunch of question marks, that's what can happen. Their bullpen has a lot of question marks. So, you know, it's going to come down to what type of midseason moves they can probably make. I'm not convinced that they're the team of destiny, but I am pretty confident they can win more than 85 games.
Okay, our final AL West team we're going to hit on. Talk to me about those Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners, they're an interesting story. I don't know. I go back and forth on this team. I don't like the lineup depth. I'm not as sold on Robinson Cano as a lot of people are. He batted in some Yankees lineups. Not to take away from what he did over there, but RBI numbers are usually a product of the lineup you're in. You're looking at Robinson Cano last year. He didn't have a great lineup around him with all the injuries, and you've seen his run production go all the way down to almost 90 RBI flat. Well, that's great. That's not the 100 RBI you're probably paying him this huge contract for. And with Corey Hart as his protection in the lineup, I could see his numbers being right around that pedestrian number for him. You know, a guy that was accustomed to driving in, you know, 100, 110 runs, batting 300. So I think you're going to get good production out of Cano, but you're not going to get the $200+ million production. Corey Hart, you know, a guy coming off an injury. I don't know if he's your best option at cleanup, but it's something. The Mariners made some moves in the offseason. They tried to add some depth to that team. Obviously, King Felix at the top of the rotation, one of the best pitchers in baseball, and then a young stud in Taijuan Walker. They have that going for them. They have some pitching. I think this is one year too soon for the Mariners. And, you know, I'm kind of confused on where the direction is with that team. Are we staying with the young players? Are we trying to develop within? Or are they going to go out and grab a bunch of random free agents and try and piece that together?
We are getting you ready for the 2014 Major League Baseball season. And Andy Pondillo breaking it all down, doing a fabulous job on the AL West. And I promise, Andy, always an open invitation. We will be talking to you real soon at the Big E Sports Show, NYSR. Thanks so much, Andy.
No problem.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports, and we will be right back.